Hello, I'm Shifa Maitra, and welcome to the Smile India podcast. Here you get to hear news, but with a twist. The news is all about India and Indians and is 100% positive. So stop groaning about what is wrong with the country and look at what is wow. So let's get started. From Jamnagar comes news of India's youngest police officer, 22-year-old Hassan Safin. He has had an eventful journey from a poor family in a village to Assistant Superintendent of Police. It was a dream he nurtured ever since he was a little boy and wanted to serve the nation. His parents worked in a small factory and could barely afford his school fees. Yet Hassan kept studying hard and was determined to appear for the UPSC exams. His mother took to making rotis at weddings so he could go to college. A local businessman saw the potential in the boy and helped him get till his exams. Hassan is grateful for all those who helped him so he could help the nation. This is one police officer I have complete respect for. Actually, the next time you see a cop, stop and smile at them. They deserve our respect. A love story with a happy ending makes everyone feel good. And Anju and Sarath's wedding in Alleppey, Kerala is definitely worth remembering. Anju lost her father just before the wedding suddenly and she felt all was lost. Guess what? Her father's friend stepped in and made sure she had a wonderful traditional wedding with 4,000 guests conducted by a Hindu priest. Why is a Hindu priest unusual, you ask? Because the wedding was funded by and conducted in a mosque. The 100-year-old Cherawali Jamaat Masjid put humanity first and made sure their village's daughter had a fairy tale wedding. They even gifted her gold coins and all the white goods the couple needed. People from all faiths attended the wedding, and everyone, including the Chief Minister of Kerala, congratulated the young couple and the Masjid committee that stepped in. A bride's smile is always precious, right? FIR sounds like a scary word to most of us. Well, not any longer. There's now an app called FIR, First Immediate Response, developed by the Haryana police that works promptly. Once you have the app, wherever in Haryana you get stranded or feel like there's danger around, click on the help button. Your details and location via your number will be with the control room and the nearest patrol van will reach you in minutes. Of course, it works very well for women's safety, but what they realized is that even beyond that, people including the aged and children have regularly used it and received help in no time. Maybe it's time other states give their residents this feeling of someone having their back too. Here is news on a wonderful invention developed by IIT Chennai, India's first standing wheelchair. It means a whole new level of mobility and confidence for wheelchair users. The chair works like a normal one, but whenever needed, the user can, with the help of a simple lever, stand up. So now, when they use this chair called Arise, they need no help in getting up and can do simple things like opening the door independently. What's most beneficial is that they no longer need to suffer from poor blood circulation that too many hours of sitting causes. Hats off to Professor Sujata Srinivasan, who designed the prototype and with her team spent 5 years testing and improving it. The chair comes in 4 sizes and costs only 15,000 rupees. The Tamil Nadu government has bought an entire batch to distribute to the less privileged. This wonderful invention means a chance at education, employment and social participation to an entire section of society that was marginalized. And just for your information, a standing wheelchair costs close to 2 lakhs in the West. This is Shifa Maitra signing off. See you soon. And if you would like some more great news on the country, check out Good News Indians on Facebook and Pinterest. For more such interesting podcasts, check out the IVM app or website or wherever you get your podcasts from. We won't disappoint you.